Santa Madre de Dios, no desprecies nuestras súplicas, mas de todo peligro líbranos, oh Virgen gloriosa y bendita, Santísima Madre de Dios, Santísima Madre de Dios, sálvanos.
28th of March 2020, Father's Message, Part 18, To Witness God's Love. First, the words of our Father. Until now I have talked about things that you already knew. I wish to remind you of them, so that you would be more and more convinced that I am a very good Father, not a fearsome one, as you believe, and also that I am the Father of those living now, and of those whom I shall create until the end of the world. Know also that I wish to be known, loved, and, above all, honored. May everyone recognize my infinite goodness towards all men, and especially towards sinners, the sick, the dying, and all those who suffer. Let them know that I want only one thing, to love them all, to give them my grace, to forgive them when they repent, and, most of all, to judge them, not with my justice, but with my mercy, so that all may be saved and numbered among my elect. To conclude this brief account, I make you a promise, which will have an eternal effect. It is this: call me by the name of Father, with confidence and love, and you will receive everything from this Father with love and mercy. We can ask ourselves what more the Heavenly Father has to say and to do until we really trust Him and respond to His love. On almost every page of this book, the Father explains to us how much we are dear to His heart, and every false image of God that frightens us is a deep injustice to His love. We should really overcome such images and fears in the face of God's so frequent declaration of love to us. This is exactly what our Father wants. This, His love, is especially for sinners, the sick and the dying, because they also need it especially. The sinners, because they miss their lives and take guilt upon themselves, which leads them further and further away from God and exposes them to the work of Satan. They are spiritually ill, so to speak. The sick, because they are very limited and experience suffering in their lives, and are not, seldom totally, helpless. The dying, because they need to be anchored in the love of God, especially in the last stages of their earthly existence, in order to consciously accept death and die in peace. So how much depends on a correct answer from us, so that our Father can carry out His plans of salvation? Getting to know, honoring, and loving God, which He asks of us, can bring God's plan for us to unfold more unhindered, and thus the other people we meet are also included in the plan of His salvation. Let us still look at the last sentence. Call me by the name of Father, with confidence and love, and you will receive everything from this Father with love and mercy. We should bear this word in mind, especially in the present crisis. It would be so important that during this plague, people can experience consolation through the presence of God, which invites them to conversion. If we look at this pandemic and how it is spreading rapidly, we will discover more and more people who are afraid and will have difficulty to deal with it. If, in addition, social contacts are curtailed and open churches with celebrations of Holy Mass become less and less frequent, then any initial serenity can be transformed very quickly, especially then there is no time perspective as yet as to when this epidemic can be over. What ways can we find in this critical period of time to make people familiar with the love of God? Prayer is always a given, and what should precede everything. Everyone can do this, as well as the small and big sacrifices that lie on our way. Beyond that, we can ask the Spirit what will be possible for us to witness the love of our Father. Tomorrow, I will interrupt the rhythm of the Father contemplations. It is close to my heart to say a few things about the present crisis.
Today we hear the very ancient Marian prayer, "Under your protection, O Mother of God, we commend ourselves."
Пресвятая